Hi, my name is Christina Nguyen, and I am running for president with Meg Patel as my vice president. Okay, I know this year could have started better. It could have started a lot better. We could have been able to go back to school for one, see our friends again, actually get out of the house. We could have done a lot, is my point. For me, I lost the summer before my 8th grade. I should have been going out, hanging with my friends, enjoying some freedom before high school application essays slapped me in the face. But there's no use dwelling on the past. What's happened has happened, and we can't change anything but what lies ahead. I can't promise that if you elect me that we'll go back to school. It's not possible. It's not safe, either. We're in the middle of a global pandemic, and you're all middle schoolers. You're old enough to know what's happening, I'm sure. But I can promise you that I'll do my absolute best to make next year better than this year. This year slash next year. The school year. That's what I mean. It admittedly won't be very hard, but it's something, at least a basis. We all need something to keep us going. A goal, if you will. Because, scratch my last thought, actually. I have absolute confidence that next year will be better. Things were hard, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but we grow from our hardships, right? This is my last year at Midland, I'm not sure if you know. I'm in 8th grade now. I don't want to remember it as a horrible last year where I stayed at home griping about how horrible COVID is and how school is a sandpit of misery for me because of how alone I feel without human interaction for 8 months straight. I want to remember it as a year where I finally did something for this school. I want to remember it as a year where, yeah, maybe it started off bad, but I finally gave back to Midland after being here my whole life. I did something to help make it, maybe, not so bad. I can't promise anything. Well, I can, but I like living up to my word. Actually, here's my promise. If you elect me and Meg, I swear that we'll do anything, everything, to help make this year better. I know what it's like on the other end. It's horrible. You feel like there's a million problems and such obvious solutions and no one is doing anything. I get it. And I plan to change that. So I'll listen. For example, our Zoom classes. They're a little bit painful, right? We're staring at a screen for about 5 hours with little to no breaks. And then we have homework also on a computer afterwards. I've gotten headaches from lots of that. I've gotten headaches for Zoom classes. We already have Wellness Wednesday. I'm sure you're all familiar with the idea, but there's no defined plan for it yet, right? And that is one of the things I want to change. The idea itself can be expanded upon so much more than it currently is right now, and the message it has is so incredibly important. Self-care is something so absolutely vital during these times, and not everyone is aware of how important it really is. What I'm proposing are small things, maybe something every period, every other period, 5 minutes max, just to help us calm down. It could be something as simple as a little break in the beginning or end of class. Stress and tensions are exceptionally high, and that's never good for anyone. This whole school is teeming with amazing ideas from different perspectives, different people, and I'm just one person. I can't change much. This is a student-run council, isn't it? There are so many ideas and new things out there that I want to try, and no one person can do that alone. So I'm asking you. It is so impossibly easy to slip into that and feel alone and unheard in these times, I can tell you firsthand. So what I'm asking you to do is vote for me so we don't feel so alone anymore. Everyone matters, and I plan to reflect that onto this school. Just remember, your vote matters. That'd be really great if you use that vote for me and Meg. Anyways, I hope you have a great morning, day, night, or evening. Thank you.